The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to another episode of the Conversations Brewing Podcast with your hosts, Divya and Ravisha, two coffee-loving best friends who dive into weekly conversations on wellness, culture, and growing into your authentic self.
As two healthcare professionals, children of immigrants, and humans always striving to learn more, they bring their unique complexities of their wellness journeys into this podcast space by sharing their stories and featuring other like-minded experts in the field.
Always with a cup of coffee in hand, humor, and never-ending authenticity, dive in with the two of them as they brew the kind of conversations that we don't have enough of, but that matter the most.
Should I be mad at that person for, like, I don't know, making a joke out of my name? Or, like should I let it go? Or, like, should I actually, like, feel anger? Like, it was very much that kind of situation.
I'm trying to, like, early meditation practice, but...
Yeah, I actually totally forgot about that.
Yeah. Well, today we are here for another episode on a topic that me and Ravisha are really passionate about talking about with one another, but we've never talked about it with anyone but each other. So this is kind of a vulnerable space to bring this topic up to so many people, but I think that it's really important to do.
Yeah, I think it's just with the situation that happened like not too long ago, I felt like it was important to maybe talk about it, and maybe other people have had same things happen to them or like could resonate. And so we thought, why don't we make it a podcast episode?
Yeah, and it can change anyone's perspective, whether you've been someone who's been affected by this issue or you're someone who might have been continuing this issue unintentionally. You might be, I don't want to fully give away the topic, but you might be someone who has engaged in this act and you might not realize the long lasting effects that it could have on somebody.
Yeah.
So it could go both ways, that either it could give you some insight on what it's like to be on the receiving end of the situation, or if you have been on the receiving end of the situation, then you can feel a little less alone and maybe validated in some of the experiences. So I know that we've made this sound, I guess, kind of mysterious for the last 2 minutes, what our topic is. So Ravisha, why don't you just tell us actually about this situation that happened to you about 2 weekends ago, right?
Or last weekend?
2 weekends ago, that has inspired us to finally kind of break out and talk about this topic.
Yeah. So recently, my sister and I and our friend went to a restaurant, and as usual, like, had to put our name down to wait for our table. And immediately what happened to my sister was that the hostess made fun of my sister's name. Mm-hmm. And it happened once as soon as she put her name down, and then it happened again when we were heading to our table and the hostess made another remark about my sister's name and was like openly laughing at my sister about her name. And when this happened, my sister and I and our friend, we were like kind of in shock that this was actually happening. And it really felt like uncomfortable, and honestly, we didn't know how to respond. And then a couple days later, we're telling like our friends about it, and like my sister and my other sister, and honestly, like, all this anger started building up in all of us, because we're like, that was so wrong that an establishment was openly making fun of someone's name. Mm-hmm. And it's really honestly baffling to me that this kind of stuff still happens. But like, I'm sure this has happened to someone at some point or another. Like, if you have like a different name, you know, sometimes people question your name or like make fun of it, and it makes you feel so uncomfortable because like your name is part of your identity.
Yeah.
And you know, my sister at the time, she was like, I just feel really hurt. Like, that was like very uncalled for. I don't know where that came from. Mm-hmm. And then it's not like the hostess apologized for making fun of my sister's name. Like, you know, they continued on with the rest of their day, like,
unbothered. When you don't realize what a lasting impact that can have on someone.
Yeah, and it just makes you feel like, why do we feel so much shame if we have, like, a different name or, like, an ethnic background kind of name? Like, why is there, like, shame associated with it?
Yeah. And I think that's so important to talk about this topic because people like Ravisha and I, we've gone through our whole lives feeling, well, not the last few years for me at least, but feeling shame around your name that, oh, I wish I had this kind of name. The amount of times that I would be like to my parents growing up, I wish my name was different. I wish I had an American name, like, you know, and now I have appreciation for my name because it has so much culture and history behind it. But I guess with the kind of situation you bring up, I like your perspective that you say of how you kind of were sitting there at first and didn't realize how you felt about it and then after mm-hmm. felt anger, because that's something I've experienced a lot too.
Yeah.
Because it puts you in, this reminds me a lot of my, in grad school. So anyone who is in, I don't know if you've heard of Dr. Darryl Wingsu. He's kind of a big deal. He was one of my professors and everyone wanted to take Dr. Seuss's class because he's really big and like, racial psychology, and he wrote a book on microaggressions. He's like very big into research on microaggressions. But first of all, getting into his class was like the Hunger Games, and I unintentionally was in his class my first semester of grad school, and everyone would be like, oh, I'm so jealous you're in Dr. Seuss's class, he's so smart. So once I was in the class, I was like, wow, I understand. But it was kind of funny because I just accidentally got placed in this class with this guy. But
love that.
Anyway, so why I'm saying that is because it really resonated with me, one of the terms that he was talking about, which is a catch-22 with responding to microaggressions, because it's a catch-22 that one, you're just like, oh, should I just continue with my day? But then also I'm really angry. And then it's a thing of, oh, maybe they didn't mean it on one side, right? But then it's also like, yeah, but you should be able to say my name on the other side. Like, it puts us in this kind of situation where it's like, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
Yeah.
So it made me think about that because I experienced that too. And it sounds like you guys did. In the moment you were like, oh, this kind of sucks, but I don't know, whatever, move on to dinner. But after, when you reflected, you guys were really upset, rightfully so.
Yeah, you're so right. Cause it's like, should I be mad at that person for, like, I don't know, making a joke out of my name, or like, should I let it go? Or like, should I actually like feel anger? Like, it was very much that kind of situation, because at one point it's, you know, sometimes it's like people are like, oh, like you shouldn't take like everything to heart, or like, you know, don't take it personally type of thing. Like sometimes it feels
your identity.
Yeah. But then like, yeah, when you look back at it, it's like, no, that's actually like not cool. And like, think about how many times this happens to people and they're just like, oh, it's, you know, it's fine, like no big deal. And then, but then what happens is like you carry that pattern forward for future situations, and then like there, nothing is ever done about it. And so that's why even we're talking about it today on the podcast, because, you know, we want everyone to like be able to like stand up for themselves and their name. And like, there have been so many times in the past where I haven't done that, especially in school or like, you know, in different situations. And so I want it to be like a very positive thing. Like, you should be proud of your name. And like, I feel like only in my like recent adult years, I'm like way more comfortable of introducing myself and like saying my name proudly. For a long time, like, I did not, because I was like, oh, like, my name is not that common, and, you know, people are going to struggle to pronounce it, and I don't want to have a conversation about my name. But, you know, it's 2023. Like, who cares? Like, if your name is different, like, stand proud. You should stand proud behind your name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that, even when we're all different and we're all supposed to be different, it's a good thing. But I think that when you said that in the recent years, you haven't been as much like that. I haven't been as much like that in the recent years. And I was thinking why maybe I was had so much more shame around my name growing up. Obviously, some of it was with my own emotional and cultural maturity and such when I was younger. But I think another one that maybe is, I just think so many times when I was in school, kids making fun of my name or teachers mispronouncing my name.
Mm-hmm.
Now in more work settings, it's just not appropriate to make fun of people's names. Like, we're talking about at a restaurant, which still horrible, should not have happened, but it's not this like controlled environment that's work setting. And so I almost feel like we're kind of one, there's privileges in the type of work settings that we're in, that there are these kind of controlled environments that people can't do this kind of shit.
Yeah.
But I wonder if we were still in kind of environments like we were, that were a little more uncontrolled, like these kind of school environments with kids who are just saying whatever the heck's in their mind, maybe their parents aren't educating them, versus where we're at now. I wonder if some of those settings also, along with us being more self-aware, because if you think about it, kids were really mean, and some teachers didn't really stand up for our names. Like, they would be like, oh, how do you say this name? And I'm like, it's not that hard. And that just made it worse for us.
I know, you're right. Like, the setting really does make a difference. Like, how many times, like, in school, especially like elementary school, middle school, even high school, like, it's the first day and they're doing roll call, right? So they're going down the list.
Oh, I dreaded those. Oh my gosh.
And you know, like, obviously it's like last name alphabetically. So, you know, you're like feeling that anticipation of your name being called. And I remember my heart used to like start beating a little faster as like I would like know that my name is coming. And every time without fail, the teacher would stop.
And take the long pause, and you know they're long struggling. Pause.
Yeah, and be like, whatever, say your name. And then be like, did I say that right? Is that how you say it? And then, you know, as a kid, it felt uncomfortable. And you'd be like, oh, no, it's said like this, or like, you know, whatever, if you did have to correct them or not. And I think, like, as when it was happening so repeatedly, it made you just feel like insecure.
Yeah, like something's wrong with you, because why would someone keep asking you what your name is unless you had some obnoxiously difficult name to say?
Yeah.
And even if you do have a difficult name, let's say someone's name has 85 syllables, you should still try to learn how to say it, because that is their identity and that's what respect is.
Correct. And even now, so like I sometimes have to make phone calls to patients and like, you know, again, like you have to say their name. I will do my best attempt to say their name, however it is spelled, and I will say confidently, and I'll be like, I apologize if I've mispronounced your name. Like, is that how you say it? Like, I always say that now, because I don't want the other person on the receiving end to feel like, one, I'm not trying to say their name correctly, and two, like, I'm making them uncomfortable by saying it incorrectly.
Yeah. Because but you like, took ownership of that, versus when, I think when you're like, this is a hard name to say, or oh, I don't know how to say, like, what's your name? That gives more of, it's your fault, you should have an easier name, and that's why I can't say it right.
Exactly.
Versus when you say it the way you did, you're like, this is fully on me, I'm 100% making an effort, but did I say this correctly? It takes the blame or the shame. Well, obviously you can't control someone's shame, but it takes the blame off the other person.
Yeah. And because you want someone to feel comfortable if you're about to converse with them, mm-hmm. or like in any type of way, like imagine how uncomfortable that feeling is when someone already like is struggling to pronounce your name, and then like, what now? You have to just be okay with that. Like, that's not right.
No. And how many times did you have to change your name change your name, even the like kind of like the accent of it, because you wanted people to say it right? So it's like not even really the way that, let's say, culturally, quote unquote, should be pronounced, but you're pronouncing it a different way so that other people can understand it better.
Yeah, I mean, fortunately, like with my name, it's kind of like how it's spelled is how you say it. So like, it's not changed, but I know there's a lot of like South Asian names, for example, mm-hmm. where like we Americanize it, and I'm so guilty of also like Americanizing a name. And it sucks. Like, there's like certain names as South Asians where like people like say it differently so that the other person will be able to say it better. But it's like, that's also so disheartening, because that's not how your name should actually sound.
Yeah. And it's so different when it's other people putting that name on to you. I think so much of it is in the like whose choice it is. Is it my choice that I want my name to be pronounced this way, or is it your choice because you can't say it correctly? And yeah, there are so many people that when we were younger in middle school, we're both probably thinking of the same person, but for this person's privacy, I'm saying their name, but I know we're thinking about the same person, that we would say this person's name a certain way. And I remember Ravisha's mom and my mom were both like, why are you saying his name like that? That's not how you say it. We're like, that's how people at school say it. And then they pronounced it the way with the actual Indian dialect it says. And we were both like, what? And there are many instances where people are saying their name totally differently, or they even change their name because they think that, oh, other people can't say it.
I just remembered, like, there was like a TikTok or a reel going around when one of the cast members of Never Have I Ever introduced themselves in some kind of video, saying their name in the American way. And then that castmate had gotten a lot of backlash with saying their name the American way, yeah, and not the Indian way. And I was like, I mean, but then I also felt for that person because I was like, I mean, what are they supposed to do? Like, it's so tough, right? Like, how do you say your name the American way so people can pronounce it? Or do you say your name the Indian way so then, like, I don't know, people have more of a difficulty? It's so hard. Even like Hasan Minhaj went on the Ellen DeGeneres show and was like, I believe it was the Ellen show, but he went on and he was like, oh, by the way, like, my name is pronounced like this. Cause like she had said it in the American way, and like, kudos to him. He was like, oh, this is actually how you say it. Like, but the, in South Asian dialect. And so like in that case too, like, that was great that he like corrected Ellen and it was like, this is how you say it. So like, there's like so many situations like that too, where like you kind of start and be like, this is the correct way, and like you kind of like make that known, or you say it the American way and then wait, like, for the backlash, I guess, from like the other people from it.
But also the thing is, when we don't correct the other person, or because we're trying to for their comfort. I really applaud him for doing that, because that must have, like, it, for at least for me, when I have the thought to correct someone on how they're saying my name, my immediate thought is always, oh, I don't want to make them feel uncomfortable or feel bad they said my name wrong. When also, I can't control their feelings. All I can do is actually educate them, right? But I think of, oh, I don't want them to feel bad. But at the same time, that shouldn't, we also want to educate people and let them know, because we deserve to say, have our name said with respect. That's our whole identity is wrapped in our name. But there's so many times that we maybe Americanize it too for the comfort of other people.
Yeah, you're right. Like, for this is an example that happened to me in like 7th grade. So one of my teachers spent majority of the school year mispronouncing my name. Like, instead of Ravisha, they had said Ravisha. And I think I had corrected that teacher like on the first day, but then it didn't like stick with them, which I was like, oh, whatever, it's fine. And then like I let the teacher for most of the school year call me Ravisha. And it was because of what you're saying, it was because I didn't want to make the teacher uncomfortable and be like, oh no, this is how you say my name. And then I remember this so vividly, like one of the students had corrected the teacher one day and it was like, her name's Ravisha and not Ravisha. And the teacher was super like uncomfortable, but also apologetic, but then also like didn't know what to say. And I was like, oh, it's fine. Like, it's not a big deal. I also was like, when you're in 7th grade, you're like 12, 13 years old. And so I was like, I mean, it's, you're my teacher, right?
Like power dynamic too.
Yeah. And so like, I like had remember from that onward, I was like, I should just like make sure like, or at least like correct people, you know, when they're saying my name wrong. Like, like it's my name, you know? And like the teacher felt bad and like, they're like, you should have said something. But I was like, I mean, I did the first day, and then like it didn't stick. So then what am I supposed to do?
You know? Yeah. Again, it's like all about the choice, because if you say for something, you're like, oh, I want to be called something else, and you pronounce your name differently, then fine, you can do that. But when you are the one who's saying what you want to be called, then it's totally different, because you're doing it then for you and not for the comfort of another person.
Yeah, exactly. And like,
proud of that person who stood up in 7th grade. Love that.
Yeah, I know. That's just so crazy that like, that happened. And then like, even so this past week, as Divya knows, I had to do like this like training thing all week at work, and so it was
with her new job. She got a new job, everyone, please give her congratulations and applaud. That's why she had to do an orientation training,
right? Yeah. And so it was a big group of people and everyone had to like write their name. It was like kind of like a name tag situation. And the facilitator on the first day was like just calling on random people and said my name, like Ravisha. And then as soon as they said, they're like, oh, am I saying your name correctly? And I was like, yeah. And I was like, that's exactly how you say it, like, no problem. And then a couple of days later, the facilitator had called on me again and said my name, and they were like, again, like, they made sure another time, like, is that, that's correct, right? And I was like, yeah, that's correct. And, like, I didn't realize how much I had appreciated that. Also, with just what had happened recently to my sister and all that. And I was like, you know, it made me more confident to, like, introduce myself to other people and be like, oh, yeah, like, I'm, like, hey, I'm Ravisha, blah, blah, blah. Because, like, the facilitator had made me feel comfortable in that setting about my name.
It wasn't, like, if they pronounced it wrong. It wasn't on you. It was on them.
Yeah. And, like, you know, they checked in multiple times to make sure. And that's, like, me just giving credit to, like, the progress that has been made with that. But, like, also how, yeah, like, there's just, like, it's okay if you don't know how to pronounce someone's name as long as, like, you check in with them right away to make sure you're pronouncing it right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because you can't, of course, know every single person's name. You're not going to know everyone's dialect. But also just the blatant, what you guys had experienced at this restaurant is just laughing at, oh, I mean, Ravisha didn't say that whole part. The thing that stood the most to me was the part where the table was ready. Do you feel comfortable sharing that? Obviously, you don't have to say, like, you don't have to share your sister's name, but you know what I'm talking about, what part? Because that stood out to me the most about the story.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I don't know if I said that or not. So, like, the first part?
No, the part, yeah, when you guys thought your table was done, okay, earlier, and it wasn't.
Yeah, so I guess to rewind, I guess this does make a difference. So we had put our name down, and then we were waiting, and then, like, 5 minutes later, my sister's name got called, and we're like, oh, already? Like, our table's ready, so we go up to the hostess stand. And the hostess was like, oh, no, your table's actually not ready. I just wanted to say your name out loud, because their colleague was now, like, standing next to him. And then they were, like, just laughing, yeah, like, openly. And, like, literally,
that's the part that I cannot get over.
Yeah, it was very, very, like, appalling. Like, it was like, wait, are you serious? So you called out her name right now only to laugh about it? Like, yeah, that is so wrong.
I just wanted to say it out loud. Say it in your head. You don't have to say it out loud and laugh at someone in their face.
Yeah. And, like, Luke, they were literally just openly laughing. Like, they had no explanation. Yeah. Like, the only thing they said was, like, oh, we just wanted to say your name. And it was, like, that is
those
so
rude. Those
moments
stick with you. Yeah, they stick. And I don't think people realize how deeply those moments stick with people.
I know. And, like, I, like, genuinely felt bad for my sister because I was, like, first of all, like, that is, like, you know, that's her name. Like,
yeah.
Why are you making her feel so uncomfortable? But then you also made us feel so uncomfortable because it's like, so you just called out her name for no reason? Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, just to say it.
That's very inappropriate for, like, a business.
Yeah. 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 And to make it, and that's going to have someone feel crappy. And it's one thing to be say it, oh, did I say this correctly? But to just laugh is just unnecessary. And but it sucks because it's so common for us, and that's the thing that also makes this whole situation even worse, is that why can't we feel or now we do say our names more proudly, but why had there have to be so many decades where we felt uncomfortable to say our names and we felt sad and we felt embarrassed? Like, all of that is, we're all so proud of, people are proud of their backgrounds. You never have to have another person, you know, with, let's say, more, like, gonna say, like, a more standard Jane. I don't know anyone named Jane. There we go. All the, like, more standard American/Western names are people that I know. So, yeah. Like, I don't want anyone to think I'm talking about them. But okay, let's go Jane. No one has ever, oh, how do I say that? Am I saying that incorrect? Or laughing about it? Or, you know, so we need to just treat that the same way. Have you ever seen this meme? It was this meme about pronouncing people's names, and it was, I think it was, like, on a South Asian account, maybe. But it was, like, if you can say the word kombucha, you can say my name.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Oh, and, like, especially, like, when you go to a coffee shop or something like Starbucks and they're like, oh, like, what's your name? Like, I'm, like, proud to say I've never once used a fake name because I did this in college. I trained myself, which is weird, but I was like, okay, I'm not going to use a fake name for their convenience. I'm going to say my name, but then I'm going to spell it out for them right away. And so, like, that's, like, my thing now. I'll be like, they'll be like, oh, what's the name for the order? I'll be like, Ravisha, and then spell it out. And then that way they like know how it's pronounced, but then they know how it's spelled. And like, I'm like, that's at least what I can do. Like, totally. I don't need to put in a, like an American quote, American name to make their life easier. Like, it's not a big deal.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you the story when I was in Starbucks in India?
Oh, no. Tell me.
Oh, my gosh. It's so funny. So I do the same thing as Ravisha, that I'm just used to. What's your name? Divya. D-I-V-Y-A. Before I used it, they'd always spell Divya because I understand V can sound like B.
Yeah, the V thing is weird. Yeah.
So the amount of times that my Starbucks says Divya, but I'm like, whatever. That. So now I go Divya. D-I-V-Y-A. No joke. How I say it. So we're in India and they do the same measures of asking your name. And so we're in the Starbucks and I go, Divya, D-I-V-Y-A. And I look up and right, she's like, I can wrap up with my tata. And I'm like, tata, they probably think I'm so weird, but I usually, the U.S. have to spell my name out like that. And I always have to make my V very prominent.
Yeah.
This woman was probably like, yo, every other person here is named Divya. Why are you spelling that out? And I made it with my D-I-V-Y.
That's too good.
So it really was a breath of fresh air, because after that, when I would go to Starbucks, I would just say Divya and it would be spelled correctly and it was great. But yeah, that was pretty funny.
That's so funny. Yeah, if you were just like so used to doing that.
Yeah, it's like automatic.
Like, yeah, you like didn't even think twice. You're like, oh yeah, I'm in India, it should be no problem.
It's like just I need my iced latte, spell my name kind of thing. But
yeah, and like it's like little things like that though too. It's like how much we've like trained ourselves to like make sure we say our name and like how to like enunciate it so like people can understand it and things like that.
And our name is like the entryway to our history and our heritage, or at least externally, right? When people are like, oh, your name is, how many times have people been like, oh, where are you from, what ethnicity is that name? They're learning about our backgrounds by our name, so you know, we should be proud of it.
Yeah. It's, I kind of wrote this on our like script, so I'll read it, but like even though like, you know, we say that we're Americans, we should still be proud of like our backgrounds and like what our heritage means to us, because like history is precious and it doesn't survive unless you choose to embrace it, you know. Mm-hmm. Like moving forward, like in the future, like I do hope future generations are like proud of like their backgrounds and proud of like where they're coming from. Like, you know, I know our names mean something in like our culture, and mm-hmm. so I do want to carry that forward and not change the way like names should be because it's easier for other people.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not about the comfort of other people, and that we don't need to, I mean, of course you want to make people comfortable. We don't make be an a-hole, but
never, yeah.
The solution isn't to assimilate and just throw away our history, but we want to be able to feel more proud and take a stand. And of course there are going to be settings where people are going to be like they're going to either, you know, have, they're going to like regress against our name, or they're going to say things, or they're going to laugh and be insensitive, and it's unfortunate. We can't control that, but we can be mindful that not letting those situations determine how much of ourselves we share. Maybe we just don't, then we think, okay, I'm not going to go to this place anymore, or I'm not going to interact with these kind of people anymore if they make us feel unsafe. But it doesn't mean that we should then change parts of ourselves. It means that we should change how we interact with those people or those places.
Mm-hmm. I think like my name and what it really means to me actually matters. And like, I think growing up, like I really struggled with that, and I'm sure like other people have like the same similar stories, and like how like, you know, stuff with their name got like so butchered and stuff growing up, and like it does impact you in a way I don't think we realize until like it's happened multiple times, and you're like, I'm just like kind of tired of it, you know, and like I don't want to have to like keep defending my name, but I also want to be proud of my name.
Yeah. It seriously breaks you down. It becomes to the point where you feel so ashamed. And I felt like that for so many years. I know you did too. And it's only into our adult lives when we start to reflect on it. And honestly, because I think I'm in more spaces that embrace my name.
Yeah.
No one now is like, what is your name? What is your name? People say my name fully. They can say Divya. They don't laugh at it or make me feel in ways that something's wrong with me. And those kind of safe spaces, I really am so appreciative of all the friends that I have. And, you know, not all my friends are South Asian, by the way. I have a lot of friends who are not South Asian, and them saying my name correctly and learning to say, because it seriously means so much, especially after so many years of our names being said incorrectly and laughed at, because, you know, and so much shame that we had for so many years of not having a quote unquote normal name.
Yeah. This is going to sound crazy too, but like, I, like you said, like growing up, like people like hearing your name and being like, what, like kind of confused. And sometimes now when I say my name, like sometimes I'll get the comment of, oh my God, that's so pretty. Like that's a really nice name. Mm-hmm. And when I hear that comment, I'm like, I'm surprised and shocked to hear that, but I'm like, but then like I take a minute, I'm like, oh, like, well, obviously I say thank you, but I'm like, in my heart, in my head, I'm like, that was like really nice to hear. And I don't think that maybe they didn't realize how much that comment is so nice for me to hear.
Yeah.
Because instead of getting the comment of like, that's a weird name, or like, you know, what does that mean? It's very nice that someone is like, oh, that's like a pretty name.
That cares about the where it comes from. Because of course, I'm not going to lie to myself and say my name is a mainstream American name. It's absolutely not. As I could tell from my Starbucks incident, it was more of a mainstream name in India, but not here. So I'm not going to be in some la-la land thinking that it is. But what I can do is be proud of what I have, because it shows the history. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, remember that freaking school of whatever school? What was that? That it wasn't School of Rock. It was... What is the thing we always watched in elementary school? You know, the Great American Melting Pot. The Great American Melting Pot.
Oh, what was that?
Oh, I have to look it up now.
Jailhouse, no, school.
The Great American, Schoolhouse Rock, yeah.
Schoolhouse Rock, yeah.
Yeah, so school. But the thing is with that, we have to look at that. We have so many different ethnicities and cultures part of what America is. So even honestly, when we're saying, I don't, you guys all can't see it. When me and Ravisha say American name, we always use air quotes, because what does it even mean to be, have an American name?
Right.
So actually I'm going to put that in the show notes and convey it, because we're only conveying at the end of the episode. And I'm realizing our listeners can't see us
use air quotes
when we say American. Cause again, what does it mean to be American? Cause we're all coming into this land and we're all from different backgrounds. So, you know, some people's names are just maybe more mainstream and more commonly used and are on the top 50 baby names that were in the hospital in America. Yeah, that doesn't mean you have a more American name than anyone else. So we have to be able to just appreciate everyone's names and what it means about their background.
Yeah. Also, like a quick thing I just remembered too is like, you know, growing up when you used to go to like souvenir shops and there'd be like, you know, the keychains or like, you know, the magnets or whatever, like whatever with the names. And it was so disheartening as a kid to not see your name on those keychains.
It was so hard.
And I don't know. It's no one's fault, right? It's like no one's fault that like your name was not on a keychain. But like the way it made you feel and the way it was like, you already know that you stand out on multiple levels, like your skin color, like your background, like your name. And then like to see something like that, I just remember like kind of like how heartbroken I was.
Yeah.
And obviously now, like, you know, I don't really care about that. But like, I don't know, like I hope as we are like children of immigrants and we have grown up here, like at when we do have kids and stuff, and I don't know, like whatever we name our kids, whether it is a American name or not, or an Indian name, like I really hope like we can do like a better job of just being like, it's okay, or an ethnic name, or it's okay that like you don't see your name on a keychain out there, like it's you know, it's because you're unique in your own way type of thing.
Exactly. And it has nothing to do with you, and you should be so proud of your background and that you're not alone in the struggle though, and also that feeling of shame, and there's nothing wrong with you if you felt that. But that again, you have a place, there's nothing wrong with you, and that your name is deserving of being said correctly.
Exactly. Love that.
All right. Well, I hope that this can be something that is insightful for either, like we said, if you've experienced this or if you've been someone who said someone's name incorrectly. And again, mm-hmm. if you've been someone who said someone's name incorrectly, all we can do is think of ways we're going to move forward. This episode is not to shame anyone. It's not intended to have anybody feel bad if you have been someone who said someone's name incorrectly. Mm-hmm. It's more to educate so that we can talk about these issues in a more open way so that we can slowly make differences. Because the more awareness we have, it's the only way we can make a change.
Moving forward, like, I guess like my only like tip would be is like, just make someone feel comfortable in a situation that, like, especially if like you feel like you can't pronounce your name or you're saying it incorrectly, like, always ask. Like, don't ever assume.
Nothing wrong with asking.
Yeah. I mispronounce like normal words all the time. Like, I'm like the queen of that. So like, that's why I'm always like, oh, correct me if I'm wrong, or like, you know, please tell me. Like, I always try to make the other person feel welcomed or like, you know, not like weird about me like saying names wrong.
Totally. Yeah. So important to do.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to another episode. We hope that this has been helpful. Honestly, it's kind of therapeutic for me to even talk about this.
Same.
Quite a while that I've thought about it, talked about it. So I appreciate, one, Rabisha, for having this conversation with me, and two, all of you for listening.
Yeah. Thanks so much, guys.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning into another episode of Conversations Brewing. We hope you take some moments to reflect on our episode with some coffee in hand. New episodes of Conversations Brewing come out on Tuesdays.
We'd love to hear from you about what resonated with you and what you want to hear more about. So let us know on Instagram at our account at Conversations Brewing. If this episode was helpful, please leave us a 5-star review wherever you listen to your podcast and continue to tune in weekly.
We so appreciate your support and we'll brew some conversations with you next week.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.